Shema'arvin Lugodub Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur also, Issa, you can't walk out of the Tchum of the city. So you let him make an Ruvei Tchumim before Yom Kippur. That even though a Godel, somebody that's Mechuyiv to fast on Yom Kippur, if he puts the bread, the Mazon Shtei Sudas, before Yom Kippur, it's Chalvi Erev. I look where the Kashrut is on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat it. Elam Omru Lehen. So Beishami answered back, Avo, we're asking to you. Is Omru Lehen, or Bezei Besil, ask back to Beishami. Kishem Shemar on the Godel Yom Kippurim. The same way you're Moedi, you're allowed to make an Erev for a Godel on Yom Kippur. What's the Hezbur? He himself can eat the bread on Yom Kippur, he has to fast. The Torah says he can give it to a cotton. Somebody could eat the bread. So Bezoyed is saying, that's Basilus Taina, Cain, Marvin, and Nozzi, Beyayin, Ul Yisroa, Betruma. It should be the exact same halacha that you're allowed to make an Eruve Tumim for a Nozzi with wine and for Yisroa, Betruma, because even though they can eat it, but they could give it to somebody else to eat. So it's still called an Eichel. So the Mar Nainu, Beisham makes a chilek. Hosam, Ikasuda, Horuyim, Aboyjoin. What are we talking about on Yom Kippur? When do you put down the Eruve Tumim? You put it down before Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur. So by says from this Gemara, when is it Chal, when is the Kinyan of the Ruvei Tchumim Chal? It's Chal right before Yom Kippur starts. It's Chal right before the Ben Hashemoshes. So at that time, it's still Roy for you to eat. You're allowed to eat then. So that's why the Erev is Chal. Mashenken hocho leka suda ruim ebaijoim. Mashenken, when a Nazir or a Yisrael puts down Truma, or a Nazir puts down Yayin, B'shas, they put it down on Friday to make the Ruvei Tchumim, right then, even ebaijoim, it's not Roy for them to eat. But since it's not Roy for them to eat, and Echnami, they cannot use this for an Erev. So therefore, Beishami holds that on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, you could put an Erev down, because at that time, you could eat it. But Shenkin and Nozer and Yisrael cannot eat Truma Bechlau, they can't make it for an Erev. But Allah, we hold like Beisil Lavada, that you could use these things for an Erev. The Svari, since another person could eat it, it's called an Oichel. So the Gemara Lechura command the Loike Chananya. That I was saying, Hezbri in Beis Shammai does not come out the way Chananya learns Pshat in Beis Shammai. The Tanya we learned, Chananya Oimer, Kol Atzmon Shel Beis Shammai. What's the Pshat in Beis Shammai Shita? Lo Hoyu Moedim Be'erev. They were not Moedim, no Erev Chumim helps. At Shiyotzi Mitosoi V'chol Kli Tash Mishal L'Shom. You have to take out your bed there, and all the Kalim you want to use on Shabbos have to be outside. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, there's no monkey business. On Erev means mamish, like you could live there. You have your bed there, you have your food there, you have your clothing there. So then mamish, you're kind of shvitz at the end of the tchum, because that's where you're going to be, that's where you could leave. Here's the chura, so it's not like we're saying that Beis Shammai holds on Yom Kippur helps. What do you mean it helps? You just put food there, you can't eat the food on Yom Kippur. So by that would not be called a good Erev. Here's the chura, starting tomorrow, command laws the whole time. You lose a goal like this din, that we're soon going to learn. That what? Erev b'shchorim. Let's say somebody made an Erev tchumim and he left his clothing outside by the place he's making the Erev, and he thought he's only going to need black clothing, and he left his black clothing there. Is halacha lo yotze b'levenim. And then on Shabbos he wants to use white clothing, he's not allowed to walk there with his white clothing. So tomorrow b'levenim, let's say if I can't, he put out there the white clothing, and the din is lo yotze b'shchorim. He can't change his mind now on Shabbos and use the shchorim, use the black clothing. The chur you see, what's the pshat in the Ruvei Tchumim? You have to put everything you need outside, all the way there. And if you didn't bring something there, you can't take something else. As the chur command, who does this go like? Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Chananya. This goes according to Chananya. Fiali, but the Beis Shammai. The way Chananya learns pshat in Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, the Erev Tchumim means mamish. You have to have all your kelim outside there. Fredrik Marnain, this doesn't stim either. Well, Chananya, according to Chananya, you're telling me now, Bishchurim Hudel Yotze. In the case where he put outside the city, put his white clothing. And now in Shabbos he decided he needs black clothing. So we say he can't use his black clothing, can't wear his black clothing from in his house to go outside to bring it out there. But mashma, only the black clothing he can't use. But mashma, with the white clothing, that he could go out. There's a kashai ho'omar. Chananya learns pshan be'shamai atshayotzi mitosev. An Erev Tchum only helps if you take out before Shabbos mamish your bed. Uklitash Mishav, and all the kelim you're going to use there, Lishom, you have to leave it all there. So Chur, if you're telling me now you want to wear black clothing on Shabbos, and you don't have it there, so you did not take out all your kelim there. So now, Bechali Erev should be bottled. You should not be allowed to even carry out your white clothing. And the Gemara Enechanam, Yehokikom, this is what the price means to say according to Chananya. Erev Bilavonim, if somebody only put his white clothing outside, he made the Erev with the white clothing. And then lady came out, he needed black clothing, and he did not take his black clothing out there, So Mel Vierib is not chal according to Beisham, according to Chananya, because you do not have all the kelim you need for the Shabbos. Outside them is Alocha then, Apolavonim la Yotza. You should know you're not even Yotza, you can't even walk out with your white clothing, because you did not make a good Erev here. You do not have all the things you need this Shabbos outside them. Is the Churuk Kaman, who does this price to go like? Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Chananya Valibra Beishamai. His Braisa goes according to Chananya, the way Chananya learns Pshat and Beishamai, therefore the Erev is not Chal, because he did not take out all his Kerem that he needs before Shabbos. But Avadul Alocha, we don't hold like this, we hold like Beisilul, that's enough that you put Mosin Shtei Sudis, it's enough. And even the Mosin Shtei Sudis does not have to be something you could eat. A Nazir could put wine, or a Yisrael could put Truma, that's not called Parma Shroi for somebody else to eat it. Yeah. So the Moravite, Sumchis Aime Bechulin. So the Mishnah brought down that Sumchis argues on the din of Truma. Sumchis says the Yisrael cannot put out Truma, because since the Yisrael cannot eat Truma, it's not Chal V'Yeriv, he doth cast to use Chulin. His threatening Markashim, Vilu Lenozir V'Yayin Loipolik. The Mashma Sumchis in the Mishnah does not argue on the first din, that a Nazir was allowed to use wine. So Chulin's Kash is, why not? Why, if you're telling me now Yisrael can't use Truma, because you have to have something that's edible for you, so why can a Nazir use Yayin? A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. What's the Chilik? And for the Gemara, the Chilik is like this, my timer, why do you say a Nazir is better? Well, Efshah the Mishashel Anazirusel. It's Shaykh, the Nazir should be Shoyal on his Nazirus. You let it be Shoyal on, like we had before in the end of Masechta Shabbos, you let it be Shoyal on the Dorim, or else Nazirus, with Tzorech HaShabbos, and here the Chur is called the Tzorech HaShabbos. Like, a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. And now you decide you want to drink wine on the Kavod Shabbos. So if you want to be Shoyal, you can go to a Chochem and tell him, Yav Charotah, you became a Nazir, because the Tchilas Nazirus is Chal with a Neder. So if you Mavatel the Neder, there's Bottle the Nazirus. So you're not going to be sure, you're not going to go to Chochem and be mad to your Nazirus on Shabbos. So since you can make a Hecha Timsa, that you're not a Nazir anymore, and you yourself will be able to drink the wine, that's why you're allowed to make a Neriv with wine. That's the Pshat. So Drashi, the Mishal Nazirusa, Yishal the Chochem, let him go to a Chochem, the Yatala Nidra, and the Chochem will be mad to his Neder. The Yayin Royaloi, and then it'll be Mutter Gomer for this Nazir, he won't be a Nazir anymore, and he can drink wine. That's why even now that he's still a Nazir, he's still allowed to make the Erev with the wine. Because there's a possibility that he'll be able to come to be Mutta to drink the wine. That's the Svar in Sumchis. Truma Nami. Let's say the same Svar by Truma. It should be Mutta for Yisrael to make an Erev with Truma. Say the same Svar. Efshah the Mishal Alei. Truma's also. How is Truma Chal? It's called like Nidre Hegdish. You said Matkila Harezu Truma. First you have Tevel. You have, let's say, fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You pull them off the tree. Halacha is it's Tevel. You're not allowed to eat them. Now you mafri Truma and you say Harezu Truma. That's like a Lashon Neder. That's Chal Truma. So what then? You could go to the Chochem and say, you have Charotah where you made this Truma. I don't want these parrots to be Truma. I want to make Truma someplace else. So Halacha is you mavato the din Truma. So even by Truma you can make a Hechatim, so how the Yisrael should be allowed to eat it. You could be Shoyal on the din Truma. So the Gemara name, in Mrs. Shalalah, if you'll be Shoyal and take off the din Truma on these parrots, Hod Relativla, it doesn't become Mutatit. If I can't, it becomes Tevel now. Halacha is Tevel. Parrots that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat them at all until you first take off Truma some Isis. So here, if you are going to be Mavato, the din Truma, it comes out Vaita to be Tevel again, and Vaita it's Osir. So you don't have any Hechatim, so the Yisrael could eat it. Agrasi says, Mishalei, v'yiftach v'charot, let him have charoto, when it's kavanta l'kach, and not kavanta for this. Otanan hegdish toyes, ain't a hegdish, it's not called hegdish. Hodru a tivlo, but tevel echozi. What do you eat to make it back to tevel? Vite the tevel you can't eat. Fredig more good. Be shoyal on the nether, it's not shumer anymore. Ah, you're telling me now it's tevel, I'll give you an eitzo. For liv for shalom, imokam acha. Let him like be mafra shumer he has in his house. He has Paris in his house. I'll say the Paris in my house should become Truma, for these Paris outside here for the Erev, so the Erev now becomes Chulin, and it's Mutter for me to eat it. So the more, that's not a good answer. Metchila, you don't make Truma if the Paris are not right next to one another. You shouldn't take off Truma that's in another place, like here, the Paris that are in your house. You want to say those Paris should be Truma on these Paris here. They're not next to one another. Shleim min amukav means you're supposed to take off Truma some Isis from the Paris that are right together. And Rashi says, Mukif Somach, something close. So Matkhila, you only take off Truma for something close by. So mainly here, you can't say I'll take off Truma for my parents in my house, they're not close by. Good. From these parish you have right here, outside by the tchum, where you're making the ruve tchumim, these parish gufa, take out one or two of them now, and make them truma. And the Gemara, I'll tell you the last bashura. We're talking about that you put outside fiyer of exactly a mosin shtei sudis, mosin of its apples. You put out a badafka, exactly a kav of apples. That's the shear of erif. Now, metchila, these were truma. So you're telling me now the Yetzer is he should be sher la midroim, becomes hegdish betoyis, it's not chada din truma, they become tevel. Now that the tevel, take out two apples from him and make them truma. And for the Gemara, if you do that, you're not going to have a shear left over of peris that are roy for the erif, because you only metchila had the exact amount of shtei sudis. If you're going to take away one apple, Moshe, for the truma, you're not going to have enough to have an erif. So that's not a good Yetzer to take away minei obey. For the Gemara, my piska, what kind of terence is this? Meishka taste, you're telling me in a kinta. The Rashi says, bitmiya. Claim a my high terutza, b'chi piska, ton le milsei, di enodim, noisin, erev, ele, betinsum, the nokat spam, the milsei, hochid. Like who said, we're talking about a kinta, the guy put padafka, only one cob of apples there. Maybe the guy put down more apples there, more than you're supposed to. So maybe in the case, if you put down more apples than you're supposed to, there you have a good eitzah, that even though metchila was truma. Now you can be shel, make haroti, you made the truma, becomes hegdish betoyis. It's not chal the truma, I it's chulin, I it's tevel. So you'll be mafish now, minei abay, you'll take off two apples from what's here, and you have more than you need, so two apples will become truma, and the rest of the apples will be chulin. So it's baita, hechatim's a possibility that Yisrael can make these pears edible. So b'zayit shren sumchis. Even though the guy Yisrael used truma for an erev tchumim, why don't we say it's kosher? Since there's a possibility that the Yisrael can make these truma ois truma, it can become chulin, and it'll be mafresh, it'll become take off the din truma, become tevel, and it'll be mafresh again mineyu bay from these alone, and it'll become mutatit. The Terence says empty gemara. Eli, you have to say sumcha sovalo kerabonin. Sumcha holds like the rabonin. But we'll have later in Andaflam Adalid. The Yamri they say kol dover shum mishum shvus. Anything that's also to do with the Rabbonin, there's an Issa Shvus, it's an Issa. The Rabbonin, you should know, goes through all of Bein HaShmoshes. The Rabbonin made the Gzeri, even Bein HaShmoshes, you're not allowed to do these things. So, mainly here, to be mafresh Truma Semaisus on Shabbos is also with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made the Gzeri, you can't take off Truma Semaisus. So, the Kashra was here, and Eriv was only Chal Bein HaShmoshes. So, maybe Bein HaShmoshes or Dvar Mitzvah's Mutter, but there it is, they hold that the Rabbonin, they hold no. Any Shvus, the Rabbonin asked is even a Gaya Bein HaShmoshes. So, Mela, since that's the time the Erev should be Chal Bein HaShmoshes, and then the Yisrael, on its side, he's Shoyal on a Nidroid, that makes it Oish Truma, becomes Tevel. If it's Tevel, it has to remain Osatit the whole Shabbos. There's no way the Yisrael is allowed to do to make it edible on Shabbos, because it's also for him to make it into Truma. Even Minei Obey, because with the Rabbonin, it's also to be Master Truma Samaisis on Shabbos. So, Drashi, Sovolok Rabbonin, the Pligulet Rebbe, the Kamon, the Pirkin, Yagosol of Bein HaShmoshes. The same din of Shabbos is Chal on Bein HaShmoshes. Now, the Hagboy is Truma to be Mafra, Truma Shvusi, Sosim and Rabbonin. The Chiv and the Mikor Walav. Takona, you didn't fix it before Shabbos. Oh boy, it's no name, you boy have your Chazelu Shosa. What do you want to say now? That this area, if you could make Roy Teeth on Shabbos, the Misholom. You'll be Shoyal of the Kol Mokam Shi. Wherever it is, you'll become Shoyal of the Hodra Tilativla, or then it'll become Tevel. So you have a way to take off the din truma, but our kopon will say tevel. Now you want to be mafresh truma on it on Shabbos. Or my serishim b'droyim v'chem kulin. Then came the sakin le ben hashmoshos. That's also to do because you're being the sakin the peiros ben hashmoshos. Or kover hashvus. Or kniyas erev kishazeh nichnazeh yotzei. See Rashi says the yisoy. When is erev tchumim chal? It's chal mamish ben hashmoshos. The same second that the chol goes out and Shabbos comes in, Bein HaShmoshes, that's when an Erev has to be chal. So mainly here, b'shas, the Erev has to be chal, it's already also for you to take off Truma Semaisus, therefore you have no hechatimsa to make it edible. Therefore, Simcha says, or Yisrael cannot use Truma for an Erev Tchumim. Vashenkein, a Nozir, since he's allowed to be Sheryl al Nidroid, he becomes Ois Nozir, then it's mutter for him to drink wine, he could use Yayin le Nidroid. So the Gemara, Kaman Oz Lohodet Nan. Who does this din go like that we learn soon? The Tanan. Yesh Omru, some sheet is all. Hakur Lufi Mashiwadim. Shiurim Atoli, how big the person is. Which Shiurim? Mole Kumsa Mincha. when a kohen is makriv de menachis, a mincha, he has to take a handful, which means the middle three fingers full of the kemach, and he puts that on the mizbeach. So a molik kumsa means how big the kohen is. If it's a bigger kohen, he needs a bigger kemitza. Smaller kohen needs a smaller one. A molik choftnav, when the kohen takes on Yom Kippur a handful of the k'tervis, it also depends how big the kohen is. V'yashreis a molik lugma b'yom kippurim. The shear to be chayiv for drinking water on Yom Kippur is a molik lugma of a mouthful. What size is that? Everybody's told me how big his mouthful is. Uve mozoin shtei sudas leruv. Who then it says when you want to make an eruv tchumin and you have to leave over two sudas, every person is told me how much he eats the two sudas. Is the churah kaman? Who does this go like? Omri avzeira sumchasi. This churah has to go according to sumchas. The yomar may dechazi lebinin. You have to have something that's edible for you yourself. Like we're saying, Yisrael cannot make an eruv with truma since it's not edible for him. Even though a kohen could eat it, but since he can't eat it, it's not called an eichel for him. So you see, everybody has to have the shear of what's negayet him. So also, to make an eruv of two sudis, it means how much you eat, how big your sudis are. That's what you have to have. Is the churah of the Gemara lema pligi the Adreb Shim ben Elozer? The churah this din then should be mechulak on Reb Shim ben Elozer's halacha. The tanya we had before, Reb Shim ben Elozer weimer ma'arvin luchoy lo luzokin kadei mezoyle. If a person is sick or an older person doesn't eat so much, his shtei sudis, it's enough his shear to make an eruv with. Ule Rabson, what about somebody fakir that eats a lot? He eats mamish tremendous big sudis, still the sudis beinin is shakolodim. He doesn't have to have a big suda, shtei sudis for his eruv. It's enough a normal size eruv that everybody else eats. So who you see, don't go boss the person himself, but you go boss the normal people. And here we're saying now, you go boss shtei sudis, the first writer said, everybody's telling he himself. So to see with Reb Shimon, so tomorrow maybe no. Hateif Shan, this first brayso that says Hakelu Fimashu Adam, that even the Mosin Shtei Sudas is only the person. It only means Lakula. That it means Tigumu Achole Vezokin. It means Lakula. That if a person is sick or an older person, we don't say he has to have a Mosin Shtei Sudas of a normal person, even though he only eats smaller meals. It's enough his small meals. That's what it means. Avlenech Nami, Rabson, if you have a person that eats a lot, I'll tell you the story is, Botla Dait Leitzer Kolodim. His das is Botla, we don't go Botla his shear, he doesn't have to have a big Shtei Sudis, it's enough for normal size, two Sudis. So Drashi, Yesh Shomru, Yesh Dvarim Shomru, Shear on the Fimah Shuadim, V'yein Shear and Shavu B'chur. Sometimes the shear is telling you how big you are, and there's no general cloud. Mole Chofna K'teres Yom Kippurim. It's going lekula here. B'loy haratz lechurma. The botla daitoy. So mele could be it comes out good according to everybody. Faita, the Mishnah said the lekoyim beis apras. A koyin is allowed to leave his erev tchumim even if it's in a beis apras. A beis apras is a place where there was a suffix if there was a kever there, or if a person was buried there. So the chura, it's also for koyin to walk there. So it's also for Kohen to walk there. Why is his Erev good? He can't get there on Shabbos. The Torah says, "Yom Rav Yudu Amar Shmuel, Menafeich Odem Beis Apras Boilech." No, the Rehecha Timsa says, "How are you allowed to walk through this Beis Apras?" Since there's only a sophic there, somebody was buried there, so we're afraid maybe the bones are on top of the ground. Now, if you walk very carefully and like blow on the side, any bones you'd see, it's mutter to walk through there. So now, since the Rehecha Timsa says, "How you can walk in there?" So maybe the Erev is chal. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami, Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Beis Apras Shanidish Tor. You know, Shanidish means if you have this Beis Apras, this field, that you have a Sotik of somebody who's buried there, that people walk through it a lot, people trampled on it a lot, then Bechlal is Tor. Even a Kohen can walk through it Mechila. So Poshkin means that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about this Beis Apras that was Nidish. There are a lot of people already walked through it. So Melo, if any bones were there, Rashi says it was crushed, Mistama to smaller than the shear of a Kesirah. Therefore, there's no tumah there. That's why he's erev is chal, because he's mutter to walk there metchila on Shabbos. And Rashi says, when afeichod and beis apras soda shenech rishbo kever. Yeah, the soda that there was a kever there, and now they were choresh. They plowed over the field. The kula sveika, everything's a sofik mishum atzomis because of the bones. The atzomis b'lei bosrein and matam b'yoyel. There's no din tumas oil. It's only al smaga or hesed. Ukeshemen afeich when you blow lefon of raglov. Lefnei Ragl in front of your feet. Im Yeshem Etzem Godol Nira Melev, you could see it. The Etzem Kotin Nira Beneficha, and a small bone you can see when you blow it. Vyena Masita Bragl, you're not going to move it with your foot, therefore it's Mutter. Therefore his Erev is Chal, because it's the Hecha Tim Sav, he can walk through there even on Shabbos to get to his Erev. Or El Shanidish Bedrishis Ragl Ibn Yodim, if people trampled on this field, there's no Din Isser based on Pras, That's why the Kohen can make his Erev in the Beis HaPrav, because the Kohen is allowed to walk through it on Shabbos to get to his Erev. So the Mishnah said, we have Yuduayner Af Beis HaKvoros. Even in a regular cemetery, if somebody put, or a Kohen put a Shliach to put down the Eruv Tchumen there, it's Takachal. The Kasher is, what do you mean it's Chal? The Kohen can't get there. The Kohen can't get to where his Erev is. There's no din Erev. So all you say of an Erev is, Erev Tchum is that if your food is outside, you look as if you're living there. But here, where your food is outside in the Beis HaKvoros, and you're not allowed to go there, how could we see you living there? And for the Gemara, Tona Mefnei Shiyochu Lochutz. You can make a chatzitza on the floor between you and the Kvoros. Vilelech, and go into the Beis HaKvoros. What's the case? Vesheda Teva Migdal. You could use a chest or a big box or a towel, like a moving box, like a wagon, a Muslim, that you're standing on top of the wagon, and these things are not makabel tumah, because we're talking about the very big, wide boxes that's more than a boim saw. So since they're not makabel tumah, they're a chatzitza. And if you're standing on top of it, you don't become tumah. There's no din tumas oil, the tumah doesn't go up, because there's a chatzitza between you and the mason. So the Gemara Kisav, the Chori holds, oil zorek shmei oil. The concern should be here is though these boxes are moving, like you're in the box and somebody is carrying you. So maybe an oil, when it's moving, is not called an oil. So you see, no, he holds, no, it still is called an oil. It's still called a good chatzitza. So the more you should know, but plukta dani tenoi. This you said, when an oil is moving, it is called an oil, it's like a machlokes tenoim. The Tanya we learned, ha nichnas leretz amin. If somebody goes into a chutz loretz, the shade table migdal, the rabbonin gave a tumah to the Eretz Amin, about the snakes, we don't know where the goyim buried their mason there. So any place in Eretz Amin is Tomim Midrabonin. So somebody goes into Eretz Amin, he goes in there with a box, or table migdol, is Rebbe Mitamim. Rebbe says these things are not called the good chatzitza, and still you Tomim. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehudi Mitar, he also knows these are called good mechitzis, a good chatzitza, and therefore you Torah. But Michael, Mesugi, what's the machlekes? Mass of oil zorek lav shmei oil. One says when the oil is moving, it's not called an oil. That's what you're passing. Lo shmei oil. Mass of oil zorek shmei oil. No, an oil even when it's moving still is considered an oil. Yeah. The Rashi says oil zorek oil amatat oil that can be moved. Shmei oil v'chayes benola ben hatuma. Eretz amin metama b'yil. Shida makevus noshim, a saddle that the women ride on. Agola hasir b'kufsa, like a wagon, not a saddle, a wagon that's made with a box. Migdo ye oil zorak lav shmi oil, the chol she'enu oil, ain't a chaitzis. If it's not an oil, it's not called a chatzitza. And he also knows shmei oil, the chaitzis. So Rashi v'gudoy laskinu, we're talking about these boxes are very big. Shema azekes mem so, it holds mem so balach of water. Shem Kurayim Biyavish, that's called the shear of Kurayim, two curls in dry measurements. Di Katana, because if they're small things, Klihi. What do you mean they call them a chatzitza? They themselves are a Kli, or Makabela's Tumah. For Lai Chaitzi, it wouldn't be called a chatzitza. For Rabbon of the Mastis and Rabbon of Al Mishnah, Karebi Srielhu. They hold like Rebbe, they watered in oil, Zorek Shmei oil. Or Ben Rabbi Yud, Ben Rabbon and Kisumchis Srielhu. To Yama Midi, the Chosilei, Lamichlo, Bi Shosabinin. They both hold like Sumchis. That you have to have something that's edible right now. So you have to have a hechatin sal, the Kohen could get into the basic forest right now to eat it. So the Yetzer is, will go in there on an oil zorek, and we're going now, oil zorek is shmei oil, so therefore it's called the chatzitza. It's called the chatzitza, the hechatin sal, the Kohen can get in and eat it. For the marvahod, the time that we learned, we have Yudu Oimer, Ma'arvin lekoyhein toy betruma. You should know, a Kohen is a ladder, make a eruv, with Truma Torah, big cavern. So here there's two chasroinis. Ashton's the Kohen is making his Eruv Etchumim, and he's leaving it big cavern in the Beis HaKvoros. And also, what are they using? They're using Truma Torah. Now the sorrow from Truma Torah is, it's like a true, a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma Torah, but if the Truma becomes Tomei, the Kohen here, the Kashra is, you're putting the Truma in the Beis HaKvoros, so if the Truma becomes Tomei, then even the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. So how could you use it for an Eruv, the Kohen is not edible? And the Gemara asks for the Gemara, Hechi Ozel, how does the Kohen go in there to get to his Erev? You want to tell me, Bishay, the Teva Migdal. He goes in with a box. For Hofret the Gemara, Kiv, on the Achta, once you put down this Truma Tahira in the Beis HaKvoros, the Churi Itmalo, the Churi, the Truma itself becomes Tomei. So, if the Truma becomes Tomei, it's not edible, Bechlau. So, you shouldn't be able to make an Erev with it. Something that's not edible, you can't make an Erev with. We're talking about using peiros here that water did not go on the peiros. But since the peiros are not hooks for the tabu tumah, therefore the peiros don't become tummy in the basic verse. Oi, even if you're talking about bread now, shenilu shebe may peiros. You didn't use water when you made the dough. You used just like apple cider and may peiros, and may peiros are not machsh le kabel tumah. Therefore, it's not a kabel tumah. After the Gemara of Heichi Meisel, how do you bring it here? Shuti kliyets le mekabel tumah for komayal the meisel yachure. All right, this will be going for some next year. We're going to let's see the top Rashi just. Rashi Heichi also b'shat hev midol v'hakivon the yach the mitmelu akloima. And then you can't eat it. We're talking about this food was not hukshla kabotuma. Since it's not hukshla kabotuma, therefore the food never became tummy. Therefore the truma tahira remains truma tahira. So in Yishala, how does the coin get there? But there it is again, the coin goes in these boxes, which is called the chetzitza, because it's talking about a box that's more than a boim saw. So the box is not called the kli lekabel tumah. If it itself doesn't mekabel tumah, it's called the good chetzitza. So it's something divided between the coin and the mesim. The coin did not become tummy. So this is the hechetim, so the coin can get into the basic verse. Now, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll see about the kasher. How does the coin, the akoporim, take the food? How does he stretch out his hand to get the food? All right, that's Mr. Shem. We'll see tomorrow, Mr. Shem. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. Bold enough, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says,